So now let's explain what the characteristics of ego. Ego has context, structure, and relies heavily on identification. Now, we talked about identification earlier, okay? Now, context. We always say, you call me out of context, right? When I can change the word context from the earlier word, I had to look up the dictionary, like a good lawyer would, you know. Context means circumstances in which something happens and something is to be considered, all right? So that's what context means. So it's not just kind of abstract, it can be content as well. Now, context identification is conditioned by the environment, upbringing, and culture. We talked about that earlier, didn't we? Structure. In this word structure, it's like when you build a house. You put the iron frame up, and then you hang things on top, and then you build a house, right? This is how they do it. And that's why the World Trade Center collapsed in a, like a domino, because that structure was burned. Okay, structure is the thought process underlying ego's identification with form. This tough concept. Again, emphasize thought and identification. Right, that's what structure is. It's a thought form, and we identify with that structure. That thought form is the iron beams that build the house. All right, identification with things. Now, example, the toy. This obviously is a context, right? We define what context is. So this is part of the context. How the toy becomes part of I is the structure. Now, Charles said, oh, I, right? This is mine. This toy is the content. But how comes that content becomes part of him? It's the thought process. He identified this toy with him. And remember how many kids lost their toy and they become so disturbed. The parents can replace that toy. Why would they become so disturbed? It's because they lost part of themselves. And that's why it hurts. They cry. Not because they lost a toy. They have so many toys. Look, in Canada, you have 16 toys. Right? If you don't have 16 toys, you probably have 20. Then why would they lose one toy and they're crying incessantly? It's because they lost part of themselves. And that is hurting. So, ego soon. So later on, hey, my toy, my car, my house, my life. Right, what Bill Clinton says, my life, as an ego. And that becomes part of I. Now let's ask ourselves, how meaningful are these when death is near? Nothing. Nothing, okay? If I were giving this talk in Cantonese, I would tell them one of these Kung Fu movies, what the guy said to Genghis Khan. He said, great Lord, you have ruled an empire bigger than all men. Even a horse takes 3 years to ride your empire from one end to the other. And when you die, how much do you own? 4x8. Okay? So, I, okay, has no meaning, really, when you die. Now, identification with body, gender, physical appearance, we can see these clearly in TV commercials that purchase beauty products. I don't think I need to go into this because of time factors. If we have a chance, we'll come back to this, okay? I'm sure we have all seen commercial products. You know, the beautiful woman with the big boobs, okay? And the, you know, masculine man with big biceps, triceps, like Arnold Schwarzenegger and all that. Now, identification with status, holier than others. That's a big ego. See this? The head is bigger than his body. Now, you know, I like to talk about the Bible story. Okay, this is the lesson of the widows with the knit. Jesus was at the temple of Jerusalem, and he saw the Pharisees, the priests, the rich, donating all the money. Okay, they were going like this. I am donating, blah, 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 okay, to the temple, to the glory of man, all right, to hell. There was an old woman who just went up there and donated 2 coins. I think we have all heard about that story, right? And Jesus said to his disciples, that woman has donated more than those Pharisees. Well, when I was growing up in the Christian school, the explanation from the minister was that 2 coins was all the woman had, so proportionally she had donated more than these Pharisees who own land, who own whatever, and all that. To me, that makes sense, right? You know, poor woman, a widow, 2 coins is all her life, and you know, this Pharisees has all these wealth and just donated portion of it. It's only in this preparing this talk that I thought of another dimension, which Jesus said about which the disciples never caught. See my ego? Never caught. These disciples never even got it. Okay, and I got it. I'm going to boost about it. Okay, my ego has to grow, folks. Anyways, do you know what Jesus actually would say in another way? Those Pharisees would, I am donating. I am holier than you. I have donated all this wealth. This woman went up there humbly and below and donated 2 coins. The woman has no ego. The Pharisees had the highest, huge ego. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe I was too young and the minister could not explain that to me. Maybe he didn't even know. It's only when I'm participating in organizing this that I thought about this. Is what Jesus actually said. The Bible never told us that. The church never told us that. And it occurred to me, because the woman may have a lot of money. Who knows? How did Jesus know? But Jesus saw the act of the ego coming up. Okay. So now, identification with fame. Ego needs to feel superior. Movie star, sports star. And I wonder how many of them end up in divorce. It's the ego at play. Chasing the wrong thing. Fame. How many of us remember the Beatles 50 years from now? I don't think too many of us will. Fame, temporary. Okay. True consciousness, forever. Alright. Ego lives through comparison. Chasing wealth and fame. Well, yeah, a development of the other previous concept, okay? So, all the money and things which you can carry to your next life or wherever destiny you go. And how many of us, like all the big companies, comparing, are number one now in the Fortune magazine and you're number two and I'm number two trying to be number one and all this competition. It's an ego thing. So it's not just human. Our corporations, our behavior produce that too. And so, ego tends to equate having with being. Having. I have all of this. Instead of, I'm being nice. I have, therefore I am. I thought, therefore I am. But the satisfaction in having is relatively solid. Why? No form is never permanent. My image is still growing. All the things that we see will fall. Because form will disappear with time. Dinosaurs had gone. Ego is greedy. We talk about how the survival instinct needs greed. And always want more. Survival instinct. Wanting is structural. We talk about context and structure. Right? Thought process. It's where we hang all the things together. So no amount of content can fulfill it. For example, egos always want something from other people or situations. It's to grow. It's the survival instinct. The hidden agenda is a sense of not enough yet. That's a hidden agenda. We don't have enough. I want more. And the minute they want more, they want even more. That's an ego thing. The underlying emotion is fear. Survival instinct, basically. And again, because identification with form is never permanent. So there would be a never-ending chase. And that's why it's the original sin. Okay, now, ego wants to be right. Part of survival instinct, really, isn't it? I'm right till I have more. I can take more from you. I'm right. Even some religious practice cannot rise above this. Look, Catholic Church, Jesus never said that. Jesus said, love thy enemy. Okay, how many of us know what Inquisition is? Good. Inquisition is actually after the Bible was written by Constantine. A lot of people do not believe purely on what that Bible said. So the church decides that these people who doesn't conform to Constantine's Bible, which is today's Bible, should be extinguished. Jesus loved thy enemy. These people don't even love their own people. And in Inquisition, a lot of these Christians were chased out of the known world at that time, had to go to northern France, delivered a barbarian. Okay? And there's still sects of Christian religion who believe in the earlier doctrines of Jesus. And that's what Inquisition is. Lots of people were killed under the name of religion. Okay, Reformation. Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King. Martin Luther was locked up when he tried to translate the Bible into German from Latin. Thank God the AWE group can still talk freely in our democratic society. Thank you. Okay, well, obviously, Islamic jihad, okay? Next one. Ego does not want peace. Because, well, there's no drama, no conflict. How can the ego grow? Ego loves complaining and resentment to feel superior. So they have more rights to survive. Okay? To feel important. Well, the process is name calling. You idiot. If you eat it doesn't work and say, what the hell? Right? And then progress to, I'll beat you up. Okay? And then, of course, well, I'll beat you up is personal. Then let's have a war. So that's an ego thing. Ego is not just a person. It can be society. It can be countries. Ego likes role-playing. Okay, I'm the villain. Kids like doing that. If I don't want something, I'll kick up a big fuss. He's building up his ego. He wants something. The parents wouldn't give it to him. So he'll kick up a big fuss. The victim. The guy almost hit me. The guy almost hit my car. Okay, what is he playing? You know, the event has already gone. It's almost. Didn't hit you, did it? What do they want? They want sympathy. They want you to pity them. That's the ego. Sorry. This word ego is not the same as what people say, okay. That's a victim too. The ego can be passive. Doesn't have to be active. Lover. Some people fall in love with the wrong person. In my profession, I see people and say, you know, how can you marry to that man? He beat you up. Why did you walk away? You still stay with him? What kind of person are you? So now I understand. They fell in love because they have the wanting and needing. I hate to say that this is going to be putting me in jail because they love being punished. It's feeding the negative ego. They create tension. In medicine, there's one called Munchausen syndrome. They actually pretend to have all the sufferings and pain. So doctors can amputate them. First their finger, then their toes, their leg, and all that appear well. Some smart doctor realized they're an idiot. And the woman was playing sympathy, playing the victim. It's a Munchausen syndrome.